Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Seb and Jazz with your 11am Zedlines.
Keep going.
In local news, Brisbane City Council has announced plans to review the city's low to medium density housing residential zones in an effort to combat unaffordable housing. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner announced the review at a Queensland Property Council lunch on Wednesday, with the Mayor explaining that the review is all about getting more homes faster.
A 5.3 million residential youth mental health service officially opened in Caboolture yesterday afternoon, providing young people in the Moreton Bay region with increased mental health support. The new 4-bed facility focuses on long-term inpatient mental health care, with the building being designed to mimic a home environment while providing youth in need with 24/7 mental health care. In a press statement, Minister for Health and Ambulance Service, Tim Nicholls, said the service will make an enormous difference to the lives of young people living with mental illness in Caboolture and Redcliffe communities.
In national news, international airline Cathay Pacific has brought international flight connections back to South Australia since ongoing distributions from the COVID-19 pandemic forced closures. With direct flights from Adelaide to Hong Kong beginning operation from November this year, multiple international connections will open up to South Australians, but also help to attract more tourism to the state. Adelaide Airport has invested $600 million in infrastructure upgrades to accommodate the expected increase in passenger numbers.
28 Victorian public schools, which were promised infrastructure upgrades in 2022, will be waiting until at least 2027 for them to be delivered. In 2022, then-Premier Daniel Andrews pledged $850 million to upgrade 96 schools by the end of 2026. At this stage, just 5 have been completed, with 11 in construction and the rest in planning. Funding for these upgrades have been consecutively pushed into later budgets since then, with this week's 2025-2026 Victorian budget confirming 28 of those schools will continue waiting until at least the next state election to receive funding.
In international news, the United States' House of Representatives have passed the Trump administration's tax and spending bill on a 215-214 vote. The Republican-controlled House's vote saw 2 Republicans vote against the bill and 1 abstain, with the package now moving to the Republican-majority Senate, where multiple changes are expected to be made before the bill is passed. Trump's dubbed Big Beautiful Bill cancels many green energy incentives and extends corporate and individual tax cuts passed in Trump's first term, with its additional stipulation of an 80-hour work month being required for many citizens as Medicaid eligibility being warned against by numerous advocates.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with light winds throughout the morning. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. There's no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Friday Neon King.